U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call Cal Hope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it ride!
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Good morning, sports investors. It is Tuesday, December 17th. Let's cock-a-doodle-do it. It is Make It Rain here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Dane Martinez, the spitting statistician. We're going to get Joe Ranieri with us in a hot second. But obviously, what we need to talk about, listen, there were games in the NBA yesterday. We got bowl season upon us in a couple of days. It really starts in earnest. But we have coming down to the end of the NFL season, and the New Orleans Saints certainly re-announced themselves last night as true contenders, getting a 34-7 win against the Indianapolis Colts. You're going to hear a lot of things about this game, but the headline is, of course, Drew Brees. Drew Brees was absolutely amazing last night, okay? First things first, let's get the records out of the way. He throws for 4 touchdowns last night. He now has 541 touchdowns on his career. That is the most all time in NFL history. He goes ahead and breaks Peyton Manning's record. And it's funny because he threw a touchdown that got called back via penalty and then did it again a couple of plays later. A lot of shots of the family up in the booth. We're seeing that a lot now, right? We saw it with Eli Manning. We saw it now with Drew Brees. I don't think there's a shortage. We'll see it again with some other stars going into their swan song in the next, maybe it's 2 weeks or maybe it's a year and 2 weeks when you consider guys like Rivers and Brady and Ben that are all coming to the end of it. But this was about Drew Brees, and he goes 29 of 30 in this game as well. So get this. In the game where he sets the all-time career touchdown record, he also sets the single game record for completion percentage, going 29 of 30. All right, Tessitore and Booger were all over this for the majority of the second half. And then they go ahead and pull Drew Brees at the very end, almost to kind of preserve that completion percentage. So remember what this actually says. This says that not only was Drew Brees the most prolific thrower of all time, but that in essence, he still got it, right? Because now in this very game, he's going 29 of 30. The completion percentage is absolutely incredible. This offense is absolutely incredible. We just did not see the Indianapolis Colts hold up to their end of the bargain. A lot of production. We also need to talk about Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas, 12 catches, 128 yards, and a touchdown. He is now on pace to break the single season reception record, a record held by an Indianapolis Colt, Marvin Harrison. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous the chemistry these guys have. No one was able to stop Michael Thomas yesterday. If you had him on your fantasy team, it was absolutely clear that you probably, I mean, a couple of huge performances over the week, right? It started with Lamar Jackson on Thursday. You got great games out of people like Julio Jones, Breshad Perriman last week, but you also have Michael Thomas reasserting himself as wide receiver one. Then we look at the other end of the spectrum. And I know we're going to talk more about this when Joe comes back on the other side of the break here on Make It Rain on the Sports Grid Network. But the Colts couldn't do squadouche. And we were talking about this yesterday, right? We were talking about the Colts as a team that, you know, decent team. We like what they're doing. We are okay with Brissett as a quarterback. He got the contract. We'll talk about that later on in the show. But we like Frank Reich as a coach. We like the way Ballard is building this team from the trenches on out. You know, but they're kind of just running out of gas, in my opinion, okay? They got off to a very hot start, right? Didn't they start off something like 5-2? Remember, we were joking because FanDuel and other books had refunded bets, futures bets on the Colts, whether it's to win the division, win the conference, after the Andrew Luck retirement. But then they start off like gangbusters. Well, since then, you know, they've lost, I believe it's 6 of their last 7 now. And a lot of them were close games. We've made that point, but that's when you have your kicker, Adam Vinatieri, not coming through for you in the clutch. But this team, you know, without T.Y. Hilton for 4 or 5 weeks, he came back yesterday, was kind of nondescript in that last garbage time drive. He had 4 catches for 25 yards, still under his prop bet of 4.5 receptions. I hope you tailed us on that one, right? But without T.Y. Hilton, without Marlon Mack for weeks, and he comes back but is also not effective, game scripted out of the game, only 11 carries for 19 yards. No Paris Campbell, no Devin Funchess, no Eric Ebron, even no Chester Rogers. You know, this guy, like the number 3 wideout, is gone as well. All right, so they are losing a lot of their weapons and running out of steam, and I think they've hit the end or the max of what it is that they can do. Right? And they weren't on this day in the Dome where they were honoring the 10th anniversary of the Saints Super Bowl run against these Colts on a night where Drew Brees was setting the all-time record, not only for touchdowns in a career, but accuracy in a single game. It wasn't going to happen. All right. It wasn't going to happen. And now the Colts are officially eliminated for the playoffs. So you got to see with them moving forward, right? Do they go ahead and say, T.Y., thanks for coming back and pushing, but you can put it on ice for the rest of the season, the last two games? Will they say the same thing to a guy like Marlon Mack, who's battling injuries, but coming back, right? And then you have to think about, what does this team do moving forward? You know, I mean, we talked yesterday, Joe and I, about Ryan Tannehill and the idea of what will that market be? You know, does the team have to, in essence, lock him up to keep him? Or do they like better what's behind door number two? What will that market be? Now, I know the Colts went ahead and signed Jacoby Brissett, but that was kind of an emergency response to the Andrew Luck. What will this team look like? Is that another chair in the game of merry-go-round and musical chairs in this offseason? But this is about the Saints. They go to 11-3. Them, Seattle, San Francisco, Green Bay, even Minnesota, it remains top heavy in the NFC. We'll talk about it with our guy, the Rain Man, Joe Ranieri, when we come back on the other side of the break. We are up and running. It is big rain on a December Tuesday. Come on back. We got NBA, Bulls, NFL, and a whole lot more. We make a cat.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What's up? I'm Laura Carenti.
And I'm Alexa Kristen. We're the co-hosts of Adlandia, the advertising industry's most thought-provoking podcast. We are here with Lisa Bradner, GM of Analytics, and Teddy Jaudi, Head of Product from Yieldmo.
So we're here to talk with Lisa and Teddy about making attention actionable. Let's start from the top. What is Yieldmo?
Yieldmo is a next generation marketplace powered by attention analytics, superior formats, and real-time data. We were really trying to say, how do we connect this ecosystem and make everything flow? I like to step back and say, all right, great, we've built the infrastructure, but let's talk about what we're putting through those pipes.
That's what we try to do at Yieldmo. Is we try to, you know, there's great technology out there. You can buy ads, serve them anywhere, but what is actually making an impact? And we focus on trying to allow marketers to see that.
Always have to be listening for that surprise signal that signals an opportunity you may not be thinking about. And our agile data structure allows our brands to work with us to do just that.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Adlandia Podcasts and listen to Adlandia on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, rise and grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Traquan Smith, Breeze's second of the night. Will he get it here? Yes! Touchdown pass, 5-4-0 in the 5-0-4. Second and two, let's see, 27 for 28. Does he have another? Yes, Taysom Hill. And how about another touchdown as well?
Nothing but touchdowns, like an Oprah giveaway during the Christmas holiday. Unbelievable. Drew Brees just setting records left and right. And I can certainly tell you this here, that I'm thinking after 8,800 passes here in the NFL, the Miami Dolphins may want to reconsider that situation
yeah,
there
Nick
where
Saban,
they thought
come on,
maybe
man.
Shoulder was a bit of an issue. I'm thinking the shoulder's okay. And I'm thinking Dante Culpepper is working at Applebee's right now. But hey, you know what, Nick Saban, there's a reason why you're in Alabama and not in the
Good
NFL.
Choice,
yeah, and that still stings here in the South Florida vicinity as people are watching Drew Brees break record after record. And wait, wasn't that the guy that was too small that couldn't, his shoulder
That's
issues,
right.
wasn't going to be in a league very long? Yeah, no, just dominating for him, dominating for the Saints. And you're left with a whole lot of question marks there for the Indianapolis Colts moving forward. But once again, I got an even crazier statistic last night that was brought up regarding, and you talk about Drew Brees being completely forgotten about for so long there because you weren't sure what was going to happen in Sandy. He wasn't good enough to be the starter there. Was he got hurt? What was he going to be? And then all things work out. It's amazing how they do, including with Michael Thomas here, guys. Michael Thomas, the amount of, I believe, was it wide receivers picked prior to Michael Thomas, guys?
That's right.
When you go down the list, it's actually kind of laughable when you think about the amount of guys that went. Somebody like Corey Coleman, for instance, was a guy that went way before Michael Thomas did. You start going down and you got to wonder, like, wow. What were people thinking? Now, I don't know. Is Michael Thomas a byproduct of, because him and Brees have this thing going on where, you have these people where you start a sentence and somebody finishes it. It's kind of what that feels like with these two, because while he was great, wasn't the same receiver with Teddy Bridgewater. Is that fair to say? Wasn't what we've seen with Teddy Bridgewater, and what this guy has been able to do has been nothing short of absolutely amazing to me, especially with Drew Brees, especially given the fact that when you give him that kind of weapons, and I don't even think anybody's talking about Alvin Kamara this year, which cracks me up. He hasn't scored in since what, week two, week three?
Week three,
I'm sure fantasy owners know that all too well, but what he's been able to do with everybody else, including Taysom Hill, that's a lot of people you got to cover. And, oh, yeah, by the way, Janoris Jenkins is on his way now to the secondary of the New Orleans Saints. The rich keep getting richer. And, unfortunately, it looks like the end of a career for another budding superstar there in Josh Gordon, what could have been. And I don't know. You look at the Seattle Seahawks and you got to wonder, I know he was going to be a big part of what they were planning on doing moving forward in this stretch run here, certainly in the playoffs, but not anymore. That receiving core just got a little bit less dangerous in Seattle now. I don't know if it's going to make a ton of difference, but I do think it's going to make a difference for them by far.
Yeah, I mean, I do think it will make a difference. Obviously, having a talented, gifted wide receiver is better than not having that guy. But at the same time, Joe, it's really only been, what, like a week or two where he was a piece of that offense for real? So I don't know that it's a big deal for them to adjust. Obviously, it's better to have another weapon, you know. But I will say, Joe, and I think you would agree, Seattle is a run-heavy team. They like running the ball, so I don't think it impacts their approach too much. And there is still Tyler Lockett. There is still DK Metcalf. So there's some people there that Russell Wilson can go to. So while it does take away a piece of what they want to do, it's not like Russell Wilson is scared of throwing the deep ball. And it's not like Tyler Lockett is not a great deep ball wide receiver, DK Metcalf as well. So while, you know, it is another weapon, I think Seattle will be able to kind of be Seattle.
It's the threat of him more than anything else at this particular point.
Safeties have to respect him.
Yeah. Having him on that field at that same time with those guys kind of changes the approach across the board. And it's a luxury that very few teams would have had. But again, you got to go back to why we all scratched our head going, what's up with New England? Like, you have no wide receivers, New England. You have no deep threat.
Right.
This guy's getting ready to come off the, you know, the injured, like you put him on the injured list. Now, all of a sudden, you're just cutting bait when you've got no real answer. And Mohamed Sanu wasn't going to be the answer. So what exactly did New England know, and when did they know it? I mean, it's a fair question, because here we go again. Everyone was like, what the hell are you doing, England? And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, now maybe they did know the writing was on the wall. And I'm just shocked it takes this long, week 15 of the NFL season. Like, how you just figured this out now. And I'm shocked they allowed it to get to this point. But then again, maybe New England knew exactly what was going on behind the scenes, and that's why they figured they'd move on sooner rather than later, because I think we can agree Josh Gordon still in a Patriots uniform makes that offense a little bit different.
Yeah, I mean, these are the weapons. Like you said, right? He does something for the offense. And we got to make this point, Joe. Even if he's not in the box score, right, mm-hmm. or for fantasy, you know, the idea of what he can do, just because you have to respect him in the deep level of the field, that opens things up. Remember, Joe, like when I said with the Eagles, like DeSean Jackson, how when he was there, how big that was for guys like Ertz and Goddard working the middle of the field? You know, it's about the spacing. It's about what defenses have to do in response. And yes, the Seahawks do lose that threat, but as I said, Josh, it's like Joe, it's like Tyler Lockett is also a very big deep threat.
Yes, yeah. And then listen, it's
Metcalf too.
Yeah, I mean, Metcalf as well too. It would be such a nice luxury to have the guy, but I feel terrible for him too. I hope he gets the help he needs. I really do, because the guy is It's no joke having that kind of addictive personality, having that ability, knowing what's on the line and still not being able to control yourself. Now, if this was just weed, I think we'd be having a totally different conversation about how archaic the NFL's rules on weed is. But it was that performance enhancing aspect of it that was a little. Now, we know he spent a lot of time on the injured list this year. So you have to wonder, and I'm sure we'll hear something, but, you know, again, the weed thing is a separate issue altogether, and you got to wonder, like, really, why you, if that's all it is, what the hell are you doing to this poor guy here? It makes no sense.
PEDs too, yeah.
What PEDs was it? And, you know, that's the whole question. Was he just doing anything and everything in his power to get back on track? It's just a sad situation, because in all likelihood, let's be realistic, he's done in the NFL. I don't see how they bring him back. I don't know what message that sends if a guy can go on, six times, five for drug use, now six times altogether he's been suspended. Has Roger Goodell ever bring him back and justify it? And how many times are you going to tell a guy, this is it, it's your last chance?
No, I think you're right.
Sucks.
You're right. I do think, though, you want to make the distinction between him and someone like an Antonio Brown, right? You were talking about, like, you know, I hope he gets help, that sort of thing, because his issues have been really this kind of drug related stuff. He hasn't gone on Instagram. He's not hitting people, you know? So yeah, I hope the rest of his life, we won't see him in the public eye much. I hope he does okay.
And I hope they just don't turn their back on him. I really hope. That's another thing where you just don't say, okay, thanks, you got no more use to us. Bye-bye now. It's a sad, sad state of affairs. Yep. Indianapolis is sad, too. We'll talk about that next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat, folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for bowl season. Going to start this Friday. In fact, focus will be in the Bahamas, where we should all be right now. The Bahamas, sure. This Friday, Little Mac. That's right, Little Mac action football. Buffalo taking on Charlotte. Of course, Charlotte, their very first new program, very first bowl game, in fact. And they get to fly. They get to fly all the way to the Bahamas there, and get to party and hang out for a week. Not a bad way to go for a bunch of 18-year-olds hanging out in December. You either get Buffalo or the Bahamas. Buffalo, but yeah, no, I'll take the Bahamas. Thank you very much. But some interesting checklist notes for you guys if you want to start diving in to the bowl season, because the bowl season offers you a very unique opportunity. Something the regular season doesn't. And it starts by understanding the amount of data that you already have on a team. It's not like the, you know, it's not like the beginning of the season where you're hoping to learn a little something about these teams and strength or schedule. Like, you have all the data you need right now in order to be able to make a smart investing decision. And then if you're willing to go beyond that and look at a couple of different key factors, you get yourself an edge here, no problem in bowl season. Like, you got an opportunity to make some money here with these 40 games simply because there is no, like, you know these teams. You've got right. all the data you need. So now it's just a question of, all right, what else? What else is there? And, of course, that's why you have us here on the grid, because we do have that what else. And we'll drop some of those what else nuggets of knowledge your way. We'll do that coming up here at the top of the hour. But Daniel, it's record breaking night last night for Drew Brees, and I gotta ask, because the question is now: he passes Peyton Manning, right? Mm-hmm. Brady's still playing. Mm-hmm. When it's all said and done, where is Drew Brees in the Mount Rushmore of NFL quarterbacks? Because mm-hmm. he's such an anomaly in so many different ways. He's going to be, what, 41, right? Isn't he? He's 40, yeah. isn't he?
He's 40.
I think he's at least.
They showed it yesterday. Brady's 42. He's 40.
He's 40. So he's going to be 41 years old. And we'd like to say that, hey, listen, he doesn't look like any signs of slowing down. I said it when it happened, Dane, and we talked about it. Him going down for five games there with Teddy Bridgewater might have been the best thing to happen to Drew Brees, because this time last year, we started to see all of a sudden those balls getting there a second late, hanging right. in the air a little bit longer. Yep. A little more refreshed with that hand injury now, not a lot of wear and tear. But where do you put him? I mean, obviously Manning and Brady, where do you put him all time?
Here's the funny part, Joe. That is, in fact, our poll question on Twitter this morning. We asked everyone, does Drew Brees having the most touchdown passes of NFL history make him the best all time? And the options we put out there was he's the GOAT, top 10 kind of Hall of Fame, obvious, or lucky to be with Sean Payton. And that's the other one. You know, when you were talking about Miami, Joe, right? What do you think his entire career would be like if he was in a Nick Saban offense as opposed to a Sean Payton offense? You know, I don't know exactly. I think it would have some impact, right? They wouldn't be as freewheeling. They'd be outside instead of in the dome and some of those things. But I don't believe he is the best quarterback of all time. However, Joe, when I hear scouts and in the draft and all this stuff, right? People talk about, oh, he's got a rocket arm. You know, Jeff George, Ryan Leaf, Jamarcus Russell, they had rocket arms also. You know, the thing that actually matters, in my opinion, is two things. One, what's up here? The ability to process defenses, make decisions, and Drew Brees has that. And the second thing is accuracy. You have to deliver the ball in tight windows in the NFL. And Joe, what I can say is that he is the most accurate quarterback in NFL history. I don't know if that makes him the best, but the quarterback position, you got to throw the ball, and no one has done it more accurately than Drew Brees in NFL history. So I think that gets him in the conversation.
Yeah, it's, we know Brady, right? We know Manning. And hell, I mean, if we want to go all time, right? We got Montana's up on that list, right? So
it's so hard to compare eras, Joe, because guys like what? Like Unitas, if you want to say all time, right? Like, I didn't see him. You didn't see him. His stats don't measure up. So how do you treat guys like that?
Well, the way you treat them is you have to take it into context. How did they do during their era? Where were they in their era? Because you can't compare eras, but were you the dominant force that, that you know, guys are today? If they were, then yeah, hell yeah. You know, the game was different in a lot of ways, but at the same time, you're either dominating and the best or you're not. I mean, does anybody think that, I don't know, Jim Brown wouldn't be just as good today? I didn't see him play, but I still one of the best running backs.
About this upper echelon, the absolute top, the mountaintop. How do I know how to compare, you know, say Aaron Rodgers, John Elway, Terry Bradshaw, and Johnny Unitas? You know what I mean?
All subjective, and it all comes down to how dominant were they. A lot of those guys played against one another. Who had the edge? Who didn't have the edge? Who dominated what? I mean, Bradshaw's got a few rings on those fingers there in the 70s, so he was obviously pretty good. And I would almost decade it. Football's interesting that because you don't have guys with 20-year careers like in baseball. It's a little different there. So when you talk about the 70s, I mean, hell, it was the Steel Curtain there. You had Minnesota and Kansas City in the 60s. So you kind of put it all together. And even in his decade, I mean, Drew Brees and think about it, too. Brees and Brady are such anomalies for how long they have played into their 40s and not just played. But played where you're competing for championships, if not, you know, it's crazy. And not exactly two of the most athletic dudes that we've ever seen in the, all 6'1" of Drew Brees and Brady, like rolling downhill, running a 6'2", 40. Right. It's amazing, those two. But even let's say they're 10, 15 years here.
In this era, in this generation?
In their 15 years of playing, Brady, let's say 20 years. Where does he rank? Is he?
You know, I think he's right up there. It's still interesting.
What if he wins this year? Let's do that. What if he wins the Super Bowl this year?
And gets a second.
And gets a second. Is he better than Aaron Rodgers?
So that's where I was going to go. That's where I was going to go. And again, the words are really important here, right? The most accomplished or the best, because skill set wise, when you throw in the athleticism, right, the movement, Aaron Rodgers. Maybe the most talented quarterback I've ever seen, you know, talented, his skill set, you know, with his arm and his mobility, right? But accomplished, you have to put Drew Brees in there. If I need to win a game and score some points, maybe I choose Drew Brees or Peyton Manning. I would lean towards Brees and Manning as the best quarterbacks I've seen.
The top.
But like talented, I really do believe you got to put Aaron Rodgers in there as well.
Yeah,
Aaron Rodgers can do some things that these guys can't do. And he's done it for decades. You know,
as a Michael Vick was very talented. There's been a lot of talented guys, but you've got to be able to put it all together.
I'm trying to marry,
translate. Right.
Right.
And you would think for a guy as talented as Aaron Rodgers, he should have, you know, multiple hardware on his fingers right there. And he does not. So, and there's a lot of things that go into that.
But it's not enough.
It's not enough. And that's the problem. And Breeze, if he gets another one and he gets that second, is he in better or even with Ben Roethlisberger?
I would prefer Drew Breeze over Ben Roethlisberger.
Man, if we're using rings as a factor as well.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what is formula? You know, like my middle school math teacher told me it was 40% tests.
Where does Breeze go right now? Let's say in this draft, if a Drew Breeze was available in this year's draft, where does he go?
You mean like no age considerations?
No, let's say he's 18. He's coming out of college, like a kid out of Purdue right now. Drew, where does he go right now? Like, because he doesn't fit the mold of what everyone thinks is the future of the game, right?
Overall. So the height is a big deal, but Kyler Murray had the legs as well, right?
Pocket
so,
passer. He was never mobile, right? He was, you know, he doesn't fit that mold of what we want
Sam
in
Darnold,
a quarterback.
Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen. What about a guy like Tua?
Yeah.
Tua's not big. Tua's not big, but Tua has more mobility, right? And Tua's
he's athletic.
He's more athletic.
And he's only 6 foot. You know, I mean, we keep hearing this. Like, that was the big knock, wasn't it, on Baker? Like, dude, he can't see over the lineman. Like, so, and that was always the thing. Even when he was coming out, it was like, oh, where did he go in the draft?
Drew Brees was the second round pick.
He was second round. Top of the second round, I think.
I believe him and LaDainian Tomlinson, okay, were traded. I believe. You'd have to go back. Venmo Brian would have to go back and check this. I believe there was a trade where LaDainian Tomlinson was swapped, and then Breeze was like top of the second round pick.
Second round, right. Yes.
And it was – they got the Chargers ultimately got the draft picks that were LaDainian Tomlinson and Drew Breeze.
That's correct.
I believe that's how it happened. And Tomlinson was the first round pick, and Breeze was like the little second round pick they got that they turned into Drew Breeze. I believe. Double check me on that.
Peyton was already in the league. I believe Peyton was 2 or 3 years into the league already when Breeze came in.
Brooks as his quarterback.
Right. Yeah. Like Bray, he was already, he was throwing interceptions at Indy when Drew Breeze was actually, it was early on in his career. I think he had been in there 2 or 3 years already, Peyton was. And then, so you think about from a career standpoint, it took him couple extra years in order to be able, or just about the same amount of time that it took. Because Peyton's been out, 4 years? So about the same length, really. And he's passed him. So apples to apples, it wasn't like he had this 5-year extra career.
Yeah. Like touchdowns per season or whatever is probably the same.
I gotta believe I would go with Peyton, man. I really do.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change, like...
So this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, so week 15 is in the books. Turn the attention, of course, to week 16. And no, you don't have to look any further here. Some monster games, obviously. One in Philadelphia, a lot of people seem to have an interest in here now, is Dallas. And the Eagles getting ready to decide who's going to make the playoffs, who's going, who's not going. And that certainly seems to have the most action headed towards its way right now. But don't forget, no Thursday night games. We got three Saturday games in the fold here this week. So three Saturdays and a whole bunch of Sunday games, all with a lot on the line. But at the same time, yeah, you look at some teams like Indy now, who was just bounced out. So what is the motivation of the Indianapolis Colts here moving forward? Because I don't, a lot more question marks than answers, I think, were taken away with that game last night. If you're Indy, you spent 7 out of 10 draft picks, I believe, on the defensive side of the football there, and they basically presented zero resistance to the, and I get it, you got weapons, everyone's hurt on the offense, but that's got nothing to do with the fact that you spent an awful lot of draft capital in building that defense, and they got lit up like they weren't even there last night in that game. So you had playoff, and I said the same thing about the Rams. Like, I'm watching the Indianapolis Colts last night going, I've never seen a team more flat with everything on the line. The Rams Saturday against the Cowboys had right. That same feel and look to it, like they'd rather not be here. Like, that's exactly what it looked with Indianapolis last night. Like, they wanted anything to do but not be there. And that's, you know, if you're Craig Ballard, if you're disturbing, to say the least. And I don't know what you do now with Jacoby Brissett. How hurt is he? Is there a lingering knee issue? You had T.Y. Hilton back. You had Mac. And, oh, yeah, you got an offensive line that you built that was supposed to be able to control the line of scrimmage. You didn't control anything. No Rankins, no Davenport.
Right.
It was just terrible, Frank. Right. I mean, absolutely terrible showing. And what do you do next year now? Because you can't, and I get it, and that should be another question. Does Andrew Luck come back? Do they make an offer? Does a year, because, you know, it's funny. We haven't heard one thing about Andrew Luck. Have we not? I don't think they've not even brought a story up. Like, not even like he's sailing in the Caribbean right now or he's taking a European vacation. Nothing on Andrew Luck. And I'm wondering, when does that Andrew Luck talk start in Indianapolis? It's got to be soon, man. And then living in the shadow, here we go again, Jacoby Brissett. And you didn't do yourself any favors. He was missing guys badly that were open there last night, either not getting the ball to him, overthrown, undercutting. There was, I think, one of the first or second drives, and it was the third down play, and it was a great play that would have extended the drive, put it into, yeah, you know, past midfield, and he overthrew the guy like it was, like, what are you, wide open? He floated it and overthrew him by 10. You're like, what are you doing? And the rest of the night didn't get any better, so... Jacoby Brissett, more question marks than I think answers at this point in the game.
So I don't disagree with you, Joe. I do think Jacoby Brissett did not help himself. Okay. But I will say this disclaimer. I see the Colts glass half full. I really do. And I'm more willing to kind of like make the excuses for this team. And the reason I say that is because I do trust Ballard. I do like the way he's building this team from the trenches on out. I do believe Frank Reich is a good head coach, right? I do think a healthy Jacoby Brissett can be an adequate game manager in this NFL, okay? Joe, they're 6-8. Right? A lot of their games were one-score games. Remember, I was talking about Vinatieri losing them games in the middle of the season. I, the idea of no Mac, no Hilton, no Ebron, maybe that's a win. Maybe that's two. If this team is 8-6 right now, it's a whole different story. Okay? So because I trust Frank Reich and because I think this team is being built well, I would go at it with this group again. I would, and hope I have health, hope I get another off season of moves, maybe get another couple of pieces on the line. Remember in that off season, Joe, the Colts had more money than anyone to spend in the off season on free agencies, and they didn't spend all of it. Okay. Nope. So I think they're going to be able to restock. I'm more glass half full with this team because I trust the way it's being built and I trust the head coach, to be able to develop this team. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and think if one bounce goes here or there, they're still alive. And I think they could do it again next year. Remember, their quarterback missed some games as well, right? So just one or two games, and this is a very different narrative for the Colts this year. And I like the way they approach the game.
I like the way they go, but man, you start the year 5-2 and then you lose six out of your neck. That's a tough pill to swallow. And
they lost their quarterback, their RB1, their wideout one in that time.
Yeah, but that doesn't make them unique. That's not a unique situation.
You
spent all of that draft capital on defense to get depth. Where is the depth? There is no depth. Like, there is, you know, whatever issues you have on the offense, you still have an offensive line intact, right?
Yes.
And you still have Mac in the backfield, or no matter what time he missed. You can't lose 6 out of 7 games. T.Y. Hilton cannot be the reason that you go, oh, boy, we lost 6 out. Like, he's not that impactful of a player where he's going to get you to rattle off 6 out of 7 losses. Like, that's a BS excuse. Something else is going on with that team. Your offensive line is great. Your defense, you got all of these guys, all of these number one picks, all of these draft picks on there.
Yeah.
And you lose 6 out of 7. Something else, I don't know if it's coaching. I don't know where else to look. But it can't just be, oh, we lost Eric Ebron and T.Y. Yeah, so did everyone else. All year long, guys lost teams. So what's – I don't get it. Plus, he only missed 2 games. And they lost a couple of games they should have won. And don't forget, this is a team that started 1-5 last year and then won 9 out of their last 10 games. But that was with Andrew Luck under center. So
I still think this is a good team. I think this is a good team that is running out of steam, got banged up, and no, that's not unique. You're absolutely correct, right? But literally, there was something like 9 games that they've played within a score, right? So they are not far away. They did have, like, they missed their quarterback. They missed everybody. Like, if it's one game difference, you know, if they're 7-7 right now, you know, 8-6, it's a different narrative for this team. I'm okay. Let's put it this way. I don't think they need to blow it all up. You know what I mean, Joe? And that's really the question, right?
No, but a question is going to be quarterback. Let's face it. I mean, let's cut to the chase. You've got the offensive line. You've got the pieces. Fair. Are you investing now in, you know, you did that kind of, hey, well, you invested just enough to be able to walk away. No harm, no foul, basically. Right. So what? You're going to be too good, right? You're going to be middle of the road in the draft, so you're probably not getting a quarterback in the draft. But like you said, they got plenty of money, and there is a huge contingency of quarterbacks that are going to be available this year. If you're Indy, do you go out and sign one? Do you make a play?
Oh, and I do. To your point about defense, I go out and sign Jadeveon Clowney. You know, that's the way I might go. I might trust that Brissett can be the game manager on offense, okay? I honestly don't think the offense is the problem. You talked about the O-line. There's a lot of dynamic playmakers that they've missed. That, you know, this year, no Paris Campbell, no Devin Funchess, no T.Y. Hilton, no Eric Ebron. They're okay at the skill position. I think Brissett is a respected enough game manager. I think their offense is fine. I would invest money and draft capital in the defense, and then I would take another shot at this with this group. And honestly, Joe, they may get also like a third place schedule next year, which would be helpful for this team. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be on this team next year because I believe in what they're doing, because they'll have a new damn field goal kicker, which may not cost them a game, you know, because of all these little things. These inches add up for me, and I think the Colts are a perfect kind of team to hop on for next year. I really do, because I trust that they are, you know, they are a professional team. Ballard and Reich are a brain trust that I can get behind in the long term.
I don't know that I think they've got to address skill position players in the draft for sure, because you can't lose T.Y. Hilton and then everything go downhill there. You can't do it. You know, you had Doyle. Ebron was
Paris Campbell. He's out. They signed Devin.
What is Paris? Devin Funchess couldn't. Again, we're not talking. You need to address. You need to get younger. You need to get faster. Devin Funchess is not a guy that is a game changer. He's never been a game changer. What is Devin Funchess? He's going to add what, 3 wins to a team? Like, seriously? No, he's not.
Your wide receiver core has to play a lot of different roles, different skill sets. T.Y. is your A, the route runner. Devin Funchess is your big-bodied red zone guy. And Paris Campbell is your slot, shifty young speed guy. They have those roles. And they just spent money and draft capital with them.
They ain't any good. I mean, it's okay to admit that, you know what? Maybe not going to get the job done, especially in a draft that's got number one talent at the wide receiver position coming out and available. You've got to go out and get skill position guys. I don't care how good everyone thought Paris Campbell was going to be or Devin Funchess. The reality is you got to get younger. You got to get a little healthier. And Devin Funchess has spent more time on the IR than he has actually on a field in his career. So that's what you got. Eric Ebron has spent more time on the IR in the last 2 years than he has on the field. They've got to address these things. Because quite honestly, they're still trying to figure out if they have a quarterback. I don't know that they do. What I do know is that the weapons certainly don't equal what they thought they were going to be, because they ain't helping them if they're not available. And how old is T.Y. now? Is he on that precipice of 30? 30? Is he 20? Is he under 30? I don't even think so. I know is he spent the last 2 years lot of time on that sideline and on the IR with injuries. He's a game changer without a doubt, but I don't know that the quarterback is the answer. I really don't know that he's the answer right now because they don't have any other choice, but I'm going to be real interested to see if they take any of that money and say, you know what? Let's bring in a Marcus Mariota. Let's bring in one of these ridiculous amounts of free agent quarterbacks that are going to be available right now to mix it up, because the other thing is, who's the backup? Like, you ain't going into next season with that as a backup. Like, you cannot
Hoyer,
do
I believe.
I absolutely not. So the question is, who do you go after and how much are you willing to spend? Because you can't get it into the draft. But much like Tennessee this year, they went out and got themselves a starter in the NFL. They gave them, they said the opportunity, you'll have an opportunity to win the job. And Tannehill ended up winning the job. I think they need to go the same route because there's no way anybody can be sold on Jacoby Brissett right now.
So T.Y. Hilton, Joe, just turned 30, okay? 1989,
okay.
November of 1989. He just turned 30 last month, okay? Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's kind of in the back end of his prime, I'll say.
Right.
The back end of his prime, right? He still probably has a few years being a very productive Pro Bowl caliber.
Absolutely.
I'd give him 3 more years before the decline, let's say. All right. But, Joe, I reiterate, we need to play the game after maybe the regular season. All the quarterbacks, all the openings, and we need to figure out, like, what is the market, right?
Yes.
Because that'll be the decision between Mike Tennessee, Indianapolis, and
right
out there.
What are the options? What is the market? What's the draft class?
Can you make your and it'll be cheap to get a quarterback this year. Actually, pretty cheap because there's so many.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we got a big Saturday slate of games, interesting Saturday slate of games too, in fact, this week, where decisions are going to have to be made this week early on in which direction you think you're going to go, because some of these games, Dane, on Saturday, when you got Texans at Bucks, Bills, Patriots, Rams, and 49ers, it has been extremely profitable Saturday games in December over the years. In fact, road teams have been the single most popular bet in in Saturday games in December. 46-29 against the number, 62% since 2003. And actually, road favorites, 20-10-2 against the number, 67%. And road dogs, 26-19 against the number, 58%. So any combination of road is really good. So
there you go.
We've got Texans, Bills, and Rams. Right? I think the Rams is the road team, are they not?
Correct.
Yeah, so the three road teams all fit into those categories. December road games, huge edge to those teams. I love the Texans. I think the Texans, I think Godwin is out, if I'm not mistaken.
They haven't made it official, but they did say, like, it doesn't look good. You know, they're going to be without Evans and Godwin. Fire up Rashard Perryman and up maybe a return to O.J. Howard getting some targets.
Not a big tight end guy, Bruce Arians, I think we learned this year.
Yeah, but you got to use somebody now because you know Jameis is still going to be throwing. There's going to be 400 yards of passing offense, right?
It can't all go
to Perryman.
Yes. Yep. I agree with you there. And the Bills heading to Foxborough, 6.5. I think that opened at 7. It's actually been pushed down a little to 6.5.
The Bills are live. FanDuel.
Can we agree? Live dog, the Bills here in this spot? Especially given what we know about the trends of Saturday teams, Saturday road teams, and the Rams. I don't know. Could they bounce back and be so pissed off at what happened last week, that rivalry kind of situation?
They could, but the Niners are also pissed off at what happened.
Damn it. That's a brutal game. Brutal game. Maybe the totals is the way to look there. We'll take a look at them. We'll do that coming up next hour.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill.
Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.